time for the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gurr. I'm America's voice. I'm an America First guy. I'm here to tell you the truth, not make you feel good. If that's too much for you, well, then be careful out there. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, at least 38 known terrorists have been arrested in the last 3 months alone coming across the border illegally. Makes you wonder how many actually made it through without being caught. Number two, new polling shows former President Donald Trump has retaken the lead in a potential matchup with Joe Biden, but we're a long way from next year's election. And number three, it's the war on everything. It's the war on everything, actually, that we're dealing with now. Honestly, you look around, they're coming at us from every direction you can imagine. Distracting us from the real war being drawn up in Eastern Europe right now that could likely drag America and all of Western Europe into a protracted fight, and almost nobody is paying attention. The most vicious war each day is the war on truth. It's being waged by politicians, corporate media, and their cousins in the social media world, and on the internet generally, 24 hours a day. The war on truth has numerous casualties, but most often it is simple trust on what to believe at all. The zone is so flooded with everyday garbage and attention-grabbing headlines about the coming climate catastrophe, the looming economic calamity, the broken border, and the problem is there's a lot of truth swirling with complete fiction. Most people are just overwhelmed every day by the sheer tonnage of information and what to believe. It comes at a blistering pace. Many of the so-called news outlets will trumpet headlines just to catch your eyes and your attention for a moment. The relationship between the headline and the facts, whatever they are, often have no relationship to each other. That's the problem. They just need to have you click on the story and read. And the longer you read, the more they have you, and the longer they keep you there, the more money they make, the more data points they can put on you on the map. Because you are the map, and you are the end product. The more they can dial you in and turn you into a 3D model, the more you are worth in the electrified existence we're drowning in. Another war focused on everything you have ever believed. You see, when they flood the zone with hundreds of stories with tantalizing headlines, they bombard your brain with conflicting information. One headline declares, giant blizzard buries the Midwest. Another might say, Arctic sea ice is vanishing, and snow will be something our kids will never see. In California, they trumpet that the Golden State is suffering the worst drought in 500 or 1,000 years, while proclaiming winter rain and snow now record-setting and causing mudslides. How can it all be true? Well, on most days it can't. The war is focused on your political beliefs. If you're a conservative, you're told by definition you're a racist and a person that is likely to be a domestic terrorist, even though you know that's not true. They tell you if you don't accept CRT and other far-left radical concepts that have almost no relationship with reality, that then you are the problem. They tell parents that the idea that they would want to have a voice in how and what their kids are taught in the classroom, then parents are an enemy to education. God forbid you don't embrace a strange and radical concept that people can just choose their gender like they're pulling candy out of a bag from Halloween. I mean, what kind of monster uses the wrong pronoun anyway? Jeez. The war on religion is happening, too, and if you dare to be a person of faith, then you clearly are hateful. There's a good chance you have anger issues. If you own a gun, you're not to be trusted, and if you eat meat and drive a car, you obviously are a moron that doesn't understand the oceans are about to begin boiling and the land is about to burst into flames, killing all of humanity, leaving the rest of us in an ash heap of history. More recently, the war by socialists on you have taken aim at your gas stove. You've heard that, of course, and you obviously are too stupid to understand that by cooking dinner, you're contributing to systemic racism and killing kids by giving them asthma. Those same leftists have designs, by the way, to pull the plug on several more of your appliances, including but not limited to the following: your water heater, your furnace, air conditioner, dishwasher, microwave, washer and dryer, your ceiling fan, yes, all of it. And don't even think about trying to cook over a campfire. Do you even know the kind of poisonous gases released when wood burns, plus the soot and particulate matter you're putting into the air? What kind of a jerk are you? If you're opposed to filling millions of acres with wind turbines and solar panels to power the appliances these zealots don't want you to have in the first place, you're basically a baby killer. And if you're pro-life, you're a person who wants to kill women. But if you use the word woman addressing someone who isn't sure who they are, then you are a knuckle-dragging moron. And a transphobe is too stupid to be allowed to participate in society. You got it so far? So, yes, there is a war on just about everything around you right now. But the problem is the United States, Germany, Poland, and the rest of the NATO countries are now shipping brand new battle tanks to the war zone in Ukraine, which is a direct declaration of an actual war on Russia. Actual war. As all of this other nonsense floods in, we are getting directly involved in the war in Ukraine, sending Abrams tanks, Germany sending tanks, Poland sending tanks, battle tanks to fight Russia. There's really no other way to look at what is happening now that we know that $100 billion in American taxpayer money is not enough, and all the military gear we have sent is not enough, that we are going to put heavy-duty military hardware on the ground. And I'm sorry to say, but I don't see any of this as a good idea. Putting American tanks on the southern border to let the cartels know that killing our kids with fentanyl is a problem, that I would support. By continuing to bombard us with all this BS about climate change and other such nonsense whilst we goad Russia into a potential thermonuclear exchange, no, I'm not down with that. Not at all. Call me crazy. But the war on everything from the economy to our Constitution to our religion, to our very foundational principles, while some feeble old man teeters around in an adult diaper in the West Wing, acting like he has things under control, while provoking a full-blown ground war with Russia, no, I'm not okay with any of that. These warmongers are dangerous. I'm certainly not the first person to warn you about this. These warnings actually started a long time ago. And I'm going to focus on those because I want you to hear these in detail. I want to give a history lesson to you about who warned us about what we're seeing right now. The threats to America. The threats to the freedom of America. And what it takes for this country to stand up and be strong and not be dragged down by this liberal idiocy. It's critical right now more than it's ever been that you become engaged, because as they chatter on about your gas stove and the southern border and political correctness and wokeness, they're pushing us into a real war. A real war. A war that will change the face of this earth potentially. And it scares the hell out of me that nobody's paying attention or telling you the truth. Which is why I'm here today. So we're going to take a break here. Then we're going to have a history lesson. A big one. One that you need to understand and pay close attention to, because you have not listened to this closely enough. I know that because I haven't listened to it closely enough in a very long time. So we're going to take a break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Get out your pencil, freshen up your coffee, and get ready to learn something. I'll be right back.
Is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
You are round MVP.
Yeah, man. Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage. It's a good thing you got me as your wingman.
Right. You mean when you threw that flash grenade at me?
Whatever, man. Huge round. Seriously, great stuff.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes.
All right, class. I'm going to pass back your tests, and a high score goes to Brian.
Oh, yeah! High score, baby!
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you have the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help you get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.